Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. A little holiday weekend coming up here. And to help us enter into the holiday weekend in style, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, and also host of Talking with TD. Teron Davenport, presented by Freedom Tire Guys, Nashville's premier mobile tire company, online at FreedomTireGuys.com. TD, what's going on, brother? Appreciate you taking time to join us two idiots this morning here on the program.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? It's good to be on. You know what happened this morning, right?
What's that?
Woke up. So what's that mean?
That's right. It means you're blessed. It's Feel Good Friday, TD.
Means we won.
That's right.
That's what it means.
There you go. Feel Good Friday here on Robbie and Rex Show. TD, we'll get to the Titans here in just a few minutes, but I do want to get your thoughts on what we're seeing right now in college sports with name, image, and likeness coming into effect. These athletes now able to make some money, throw their name, image, and likeness. And we've already seen this really explode yesterday with college athletes getting sponsorships left and right. What do you think about all this? What do you think this does for college athletics as we know it?
Well, I think it's about time because, you know, having been a student athlete before, I understand the balance and how tough it is to do both. I mean, imagine waking up in the morning at 5:30 a.m. and having to go to what we used to call Dawn Patrol, right? And going through all types of calisthenics and conditioning and weights and all of that. And then from there you go to breakfast and then you have to make it to your first class. And then you go to that class and then another class, you go to lunch. And then after that you go to film. And after that you go to practice and then you have study hall. And then you go to bed because you're dog tired. So unless you've been through that, you don't really understand the dedication that it takes to be a student athlete. And that's why oftentimes, you know, and I'm not saying everybody, but oftentimes the people who are so against athletes being paid are the ones that haven't been there and done that. And if you look at these big schools, I mean, take Ohio State, for example, the Horseshoe, 108,000 people go there to watch them, what, five times a year? Imagine if each of those tickets are $10. It's a mere $10. That's over $1 million per appearance, right? And then you take that and you look at bowl games. When you go to a bowl game, your school gets at least $5 to $10 million. All that is going back to the school. So a lot of the non-student athletes that go to the weight room or go to the awesome facilities that are there for them, guess what that's provided for? The basketball team, the football team. Right? The very people who you're saying shouldn't be paid. So I think it's about time. And I don't think it's going to do anything for college athletes as far as like making college bad. I think it's going to make college better because now you're going to see just, you know, guys, their personalities and girls, you know, their personalities showing through. And it's all about getting the endorsements. So it just basically is controlling it's releasing control of what these schools used to do, you know. So guys like Dabo Sweeney who say they might stop coaching if athletes get paid, well, you know what? You better be thankful that these athletes are out there doing what they're doing because otherwise Dabo Sweeney wouldn't get that big money, you know. So, and it's not his money to be concerned about, and it's not other people's money to be concerned about. And I think it's a great opportunity.
Love everything you just said there, TD. Now I want to know, let's go back in time. Name, image, likeness is available. What is Teron Davenport endorsing in college?
Well, you know what? In college, you know, because of the way I was, I probably would have endorsed Old English or something like that, you know.
Oh, man, a 64 or a 40?
Oh, yeah, the 64, man. You get the bonus, yeah. But no, all jokes aside, it probably would have been like something like that or some type of Nike sneakers, you know, those type of things.
I'm going to be thinking about the 64 ounces of OE. That lasts like 15 ounces. You got to grind through that, man.
You really do.
Oh, I love it.
And you notice now they make them out of plastic. There's no more glass. You know, so too many people were using them as weapons.
little safety measures being taken place on that front. TD, getting into the Titans now, as you look at this offseason, everything that's happened up to this point, and you came out with a good piece along with the rest of the ESPN NFL Nation reporters the other day on ESPN.com. What do you think is still the biggest question left with this group as they head into training camp now coming up just a few weeks away?
Yeah, I think the biggest question, there's a couple. I would probably say the tight end position, and it's really interesting watching that whole thing work out. If you, Rexwell, I'm sure you've noticed that Anthony Firkser, he's gotten a lot bigger, lower body-wise, so it's a good thing to see just as far as a guy that's going to be asked to be in line. So you know what that means. He has to be able to drive off of those legs that are bigger and block, and that's going to be a transition for him because, you know, primarily he's been flexed or even lined up out wide. So I think the big thing is just, okay, how are they going to not be predictable within that offense, whereas if Firkser's in, they're passing. If Swain's in, they're running. You want to make sure that you have that balance and take advantage of the opportunities that, you know, you could have by not being predictable. I think another thing is, and I asked Todd Downing about it, just as far as being able to make sure everybody's happy. Because right now, right, everybody's saying, hey, you know, if I'm not the guy this week, I'll be fine. I know I'm the guy next week. But when you're going through a losing streak, those type of things end up being magnified and you get a little more emotional about it. So I want to see how that works. I think that's a big question. Todd Downing, fortunately, he when I asked him about it, he said that every week presents a different challenge and all the weapons that they have will be good for them to attack in different ways. But let's face the facts. Derrick Henry has to touch the ball 25 times a game at least in order for you to win. So how are you going to do that and then get A.J. Brown his touches and Julio Jones his touches and Firkser his touches and so on and so forth? So that's a big question there offensively. Defense-wise, it's health, right? How is Bud Dupree going to come back from the ACL? How is Caleb Farley going to recover from the back surgery, the procedure that he had? You know, what are you going to get from these guys early in the season? So I think those are the main things for me.
You know, on the Henry front, TD, it's obviously we're all out here, you know, guessing like exactly what it's going to look like offensively, who's going to benefit, how's it going to work. Like you said, I mean, you're right. I think if they're winning, I think it'll be very easy for everyone to be like, hey, you know, next week I'll get more targets or whatever. And when you lose, you feel like you could do more to help your team win. I mean, that they got to win. But with Henry, I think it's interesting the idea of, well, maybe this means, you know, more yards per carry, more big plays, less stacked boxes. I almost wonder if you do have less stacked boxes, haven't some of his big runs come because of a stacked box?
Yeah.
Because you get to the second level and now you got one less guy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how do you think that plays out?
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And if you look at yards after contact last year, Derrick Henry had more yards after contact than anyone else had yards running, period. And that's just because of what he's able to do. And I think the best example of what you just said, if you go back to the 2019 divisional game, the one where he broke Matt Judon's tackle at the line of scrimmage and scooted away from everybody, and somehow Marcus Peters tracked him down. But that was against a stacked box. So to your point, right, you break that tackle, you get to that second level, and if you have the speed that Derrick Henry has, the long speed that is, you could pull away. And, I mean, you look at it, there's only three guys at the third level. So you get past that second one, I mean, it's usually good. And most safeties, you know, somehow they cannot get that right angle to bring Derrick Henry down. So, yeah, 100%. It's just really, like Julio Jones said, every week you have to pick your poison. And even when you pick to stop the run, that's when they're still doing really well. And Taylor Lewan, I remember having a conversation with him a couple of years ago about that, just how they block it up so well and blocking that space and comboing up to another level of the defense. And then you look at, you know, guys like Corey Davis, what he would do down the field blocking, you know, A.J. Brown down the field blocking. It all just comes together. It's like tumblers to a lock, right? You get the first part of the code, the second, the third, the fourth, and everything, it unlocks.
Teron Davenport on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And TD, last thing for you here. We've talked so much about Bud Dupree coming in and not only the impact that he can bring individually, but how he can help Jeffrey Simmons as well. But I want to ask you about Denico Autry. How big a deal, how underrated do you think this Denico Autry signing has been in terms of the overall discussion about this Titans team?
Yeah, I think it's hugely underrated. And if you watch Denico Autry, you know, what he does is he brings a dog mentality to that front. And his hands are very powerful. The guy has 7.5 sacks as an interior defensive lineman. So that lets you know that he is the truth. So I think that's good as far as what they want to do. He's well experienced at working hand in hand with another dominant defensive tackle. You saw what he did with DeForest Buckner. So I think that's going to work with Jeffrey Simmons, whereas they could do a lot of twists and things like that up front. But another area where it's really helping, and Simmons told me this on one of, when I asked him, you know, about that relationship, he said he's already out there just showing them stuff and giving them different tweaks and tricks and things to do. And I think that's important, especially at that level, because, right, everybody's talented. Everybody's good. But when you have an OG to kind of come in and say, okay, well, you know, in this situation, this is what I do, you know, and when he shoots his hands this way, if you smack this one and use this one, those are all things that can make a guy like Simmons even better, who's already really good, right? One of the best defenders under 25. But then when you complement that with the different array of veteran things that Denico Autry can bring, now it makes it even better. And then also, you won't be able to double-team Simmons as much. And also with Dupree and just what they could do up front, it's a really good situation for them. They're just going to have to, you know, manage to stay healthy and go out there and do what they have to do.
TD, you've got a new episode of Talking with TD that is out, including a name I know Titans fans will be very excited to hear from. What can we hear from, or what can we expect on the latest edition of Talking with TD?
Yeah, well, as always, you know, you got Run TMC, and I had Chris Sanders on, and we talked about his vision for how a wide receiver you would be. And that was fresh off of tight ends U. So tying that in line, Delanie Walker, man, I ran into Delanie and got to talk to him Thursday when they had the TEU summit. That was just an awesome experience. But, so we got Delanie on, man. He talks some shop, tells a couple Mariota story. He went over just how that release went and his feelings, you know. And it's definitely a great episode. And we even took it back to his days in San Francisco because, as you guys know, I know Delanie from back then. So, yeah, man, it's an awesome episode, man. And, it's exclusive, you know. No one else talked to him. So, I had to make sure we gave the people what they want.
Absolutely. You can check that out on the latest episode of Talking with TD. Teron, appreciate you so much taking time to join us this morning.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate you guys, man, and God bless.
Absolutely. Right, you as well. Hope you have a great holiday weekend. Teron Davenport, presented by Freedom Tire Guys, Nashville's premier mobile tire company, online at freedomtireguys.com. We'll be right back, react a little bit to what TD had to say there, get back into the news of the day as well. Victor Arvidsson traded from the Predators to the Los Angeles Kings. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. The ultimate social experience is coming to Nashville. My Wine Society presents Blended Festival August 13th and 14th at First Horizon Park with live performances by Cascade, Little John, Matt Stell, Blanco Brown, Bryce Vine, and more. Enjoy Blended's massive 100-foot wine tasting tent and indulge in culinary activations by Nashville's hottest chefs. There's also Blended's relaxing wellness lounge, VIP village, and a whole lot more. Get Blended tickets on sale now at blendedfestival.com. Use promo code GAME at checkout for 10% off of your ticket. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Thanks to Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, for joining us in the last segment. Just a few weeks away now from training camp, Joe Rex. By the time you get back from vacation next week, be pretty close to training camp coming into the fold.
All I can think about now is 64 ounces of OE. I gotta go track down some OE. If you know,
Gonna get an early start that holiday weekend coming up.
Man, if you know, you know.
If you know well enough, you never want it again. That's the whole point.
I will tell you what, I'm gonna say probably going back to 1994, maybe, okay? Last time for me. So it would probably be quite a shock to the system, but for old time's sake.
Please record this.
Probably pour more out than anything. But the last, you know, few ounces of an OE 64, I don't care who you are, what you're trying to do, it is soup.
That response by TD could have been my favorite thing we've done all week.
That's fantastic.
It was amazing.
This TD
continues to be a legend.
This is TD for OE.
That's right. Can you imagine?
Mint it. Yeah. It's beautiful.
This is TD for OE. You know what I do when I get off the field?
With a Wu-Tang beat in the background, too. Like, oh, that's the best radio commercial you could ever produce.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Way to go, Teron Davenport. Continues to be a legend here on the show. Every Friday, you can find him here on the show with us. Joe, the news of the day here in this market, Victor Arvidsson traded from the Nashville Predators to the Los Angeles Kings. The Predators get a second-round draft pick this year, a third-rounder next year, in return for Victor Arvidsson. Just your reaction to the trade, and what do you think this signals for the Predators as they continue to move forward here through this offseason?
Well, I think it's, look, on its own, given the situation, I think it was a good return. I think it makes sense. I think it, obviously, it opens up a little bit of money. It signifies that David Poyle recognizes that you can't just keep going forward, despite how this team performed in the second half, and really in the playoff series against Carolina. Like, you gotta shake things up, and I think this opens a door for some young players. I think this also simplifies things for the expansion draft, and we'll see what he can or can't pull off with that. But we've been talking about this potential move for a long time. Like, no one should be blindsided by this. Like, if you're a fan who's been paying attention to the team, you had to know this was probably the most likely core player to be traded based on the core player situation. And to me, getting a second and a third for Arvidsson, because if I'm another GM, I'm looking at it and really I'm concerned about where his career is going. I think that's a pretty good return.
Yeah, and look, David Poyle was on with Darren Donick and Chase yesterday here on this station and talked about Arvidsson, said, you know, he could have traded Arvidsson to other teams, but the return back would have included taking on some salary, taking on, you know, a roster player on the way back. And look, without knowing who those players specifically were, that's what today's NHL is. You've got to keep that in mind now with the flat cap. You got to give yourself as much salary cap flexibility as you can. And the simple truth of the matter is, you look around the league right now, there's not a ton of teams that have salary cap flexibility. So the Predators, they got over $22 million in space right now for next year. And you've got to figure out what you're going to do with Granlund. You've got to sign Juuse Saros. Now, you've got extensions that you think could be coming for Philip Forsberg and Mattias Ekholm. Those would not factor in until the following year. So still some pretty good space to do something this year, if need be. But I am interested, like, does getting rid of Arvidsson, and with the expansion draft coming up, does that change how you approach free agency? Could you be a player for Taylor Hall, as Nate threw out there earlier on the text line? Could you be involved in one of these trade discussions, a bigger trade with a Jack Eichel? I don't know. I still don't believe the Predators really have the assets to pull something like that off, but maybe. Who knows? If you free up this amount of money, and who knows what happens with the expansion draft, you free up some more money, you give yourself options at that point where to begin this offseason, the Predators didn't really have a ton of options.
But still, those two names you just mentioned, you can't, you still can't do those unless you unload one of your two
centers.
Right. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, this does...
I guess you could make things pretty difficult coming up, though.
Yeah. I mean, we're also... You always have to keep in mind extensions coming up. You've got Ekholm. You got Forsberg. But then, of course, Granlund. And, of course, is Pekka coming back at what price? And,
yep.
And if not, who is your number two goalie at what price? There are a lot of different things flying around there. This helps a little bit. I think this helps, like, the Granlund pursuit, which should be, I would think, pretty urgent when it's time for that. That's a big deal here. But those guys you're talking about, I don't – yeah, like, you've got to convince Seattle to take one of your two centers for that to be possible, I think.
Based
on my rudimentary math skills.
And I still don't think that's going to be very likely at this point. Maybe it ends up happening. I don't know. We'll see how Seattle approaches that. You know, Elliot Friedman was on yesterday with Darren Donegan Chase. He doesn't think it's very likely for Seattle. I don't think it's very likely for Seattle either. I mean, if I had to bet, Ryan Johansson and Matt Duchene are going to be on this team next year. So that's the way I'm kind of approaching it. We'll see if David Poile could swing something like that. I will say, though, I mean, the extension part of this is interesting. We had somebody text in earlier saying the Predators shouldn't give an extension to Philip Forsberg. They should make him play out this last year on the contract and see if he can earn a big-time contract in a contract year, play better, have a career year. I mean, maybe. I think the risk you run at that point is you don't sign him, he has a big year, and then he's gone at that point.
I mean, even if he has like an okay year for him, he's still your best forward.
He is. Look, I think it's still a priority to get him locked up, but I do wonder from his perspective, like, you're this close to unrestricted free agency. You got a year left. They just traded Victor Arvidsson. I think patience at this point may be required a little bit from Philip Forsberg to see what the complete picture looks like when this offseason is done. But if I'm Philip Forsberg right now, I'm not signing an extension until I get to the end of this offseason and see what the direction looks like. Like, there's no way, if I'm Philip Forsberg, I'm signing one right now. Like, I'm waiting to see what this looks like. And then the question becomes, if he waits too long, at what point do you start to get pretty nervous if you're David Poile and the Predators that he's not going to sign one? Because what you can't have happen is to get all the way through next season and you lose Philip Forsberg for nothing in unrestricted free agency.
Right.
So this could get a little interesting.
So it's just one little emoji, and again, you expect
sure.
teammates and friends of Arvidsson.
And
to
I don't
be upset.
Want people to way overreact to that.
But it's still big thumbs down.
Yeah.
From Phil. And listen, any Preds fan who thinks, yeah, well, he hasn't become a 40 goal scorer. Well, okay, he's still
it's pretty good.
You want him to be right at the center of your core. Beyond this, you want him to be signed. It's hard enough to find guys like him, let alone the transformational star who we've talked about that this team doesn't have. Boy, it sure is nice to have Forsbergs, though.
Yeah, you'll take a couple more of those too.
Right,
be pretty good to have on your side. Look, I don't know how that's going to affect it. I mean, I think it's fair to say, based on some conversations I had yesterday, that not a big fan of this trade. I wouldn't expect very many players to be a big fan of this trade, but I also think there's a dose of reality that needs to be involved here as well. If you're a player and you didn't see something like this coming, maybe not specifically Arvidsson, but if you didn't see something like this coming with this core, you're probably just living in fantasy land. Like, I don't know what to tell you at that point.
Yeah, the argument is the finish. Figured it out. Pretty much new coach. It's kind of like his first year. Went on a huge tear. Look at how we played. This is what we're going to be all next year now. We almost beat Carolina. It was close. This is what we're going to be, and why would you mess that up? But another thing you can say to that is, I mean, Arvidsson, because of another injury, missed a chunk of this and wasn't even part of the playoff push. So...
Yep.
Tolvanen, you're up.
Yeah.
Tomasino, make the team. They want you to.
They do.
I mean, there's still ways. And this also, I do think, signifies a little bit of Poile. Maybe, obviously, it's a speed game. Speed is so critical. But this has been a small team in some spots, and that has been not great in the postseason.
Yep.
I mean, Arvidsson, terrific player when he was right, and even then his regular seasons exceeded his postseasons pretty significantly.
When we come back, it is time for Weekend Winners here on Robbie and Rex Road. Lots happening this weekend in the world of sports. We've got some winners to toss your way next. We'll do that next on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game. And it is time for Weekend Winners here on Robbie and Rex Road. Lots of things going on this weekend in the world of sports. The NBA Conference Finals, Stanley Cup Final, Major League Baseball, Nashville SC in action. We've got it all coming your way on Weekend Winners. Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth is out this week, but how did we do last week? Where did the standings sit now as we are about to wrap up the competition of Weekend Winners? Maybe only another week or two left.
Is this it? This might be my last Weekend Winners.
Could be. Depends on how the NBA Finals goes. But, yeah, could be.
Yeah. So, last week, you and I both went 3-3 of their locks. So, we both got 4 points. Porth went 3-2, did not get his lock, and he had a baseball game rained out. So, Porth has kind of a weird –
That's what you get.
So, here's where we are right now in Weekend Winners. I'm 70-38. 16-2 of my locks, 86 points. And somehow I don't live in Las Vegas yet. I don't know how, but you know we'll see. I may not. I mean, I'm going out west next week, so I may just like stop and live
stop
in Vegas.
By.
Porth is 53-53, 62 points. He's 9-9 on his locks. You are 50-58, 59 points, 9-9 on your locks. You are but 3 points behind Ryan Porth. So that is the.
I made a furious comeback.
That is the drama that we have. Now, here's the question. Elijah, are you picking for Ryan Porth today?
He never sent me any picks.
Yeah. The answer
so
is
that's
yes.
usually the barometer I go by. If he doesn't send me anything, then
I mean, if
your
you're
boy's
really,
shooting from the hip.
If you really like Robbie, you could you could sabotage Porth.
It.
But
could completely yeah. go full Chicago Black Sox.
You could.
And blow it.
That's right.
Not since 1919 have we seen anything like this.
Oh, my goodness.
Could be what happens. All right, with that in mind, let's get rolling today on this edition of Weekend Winners. We begin with Nashville SC taking on Philadelphia, the money line. And remember, you can go Nashville SC win, Nashville SC loss, Nashville SC draw. They drew last week in this competition. Joe Rexroad, we begin with you. The money line for Nashville SC and Philadelphia.
They drew last week, and Porth got that. You and I picked Nashville SC to win. I got away from my draw tendencies. I'm going back to them. Give me the draw.
Taking the draw again in the competition. It served you well quite often this year in the Nashville SC Moneyline pick. Elijah Campbell, Nashville SC, and Philadelphia. Win, lose, draw for Nashville SC.
Ooh, a draw is so enticing here. But I want to get this. I want to make this interesting. I'm going to go Nashville SC.
Okay.
I like the win against Toronto earlier. I know they just drew against Montreal.
Montreal.
Oui, oui. I'm in a win feels imminent. You can't just draw forever, and I want to die on that hill right there.
There you go. Give me Philadelphia in this matchup. I, too, am moving away from the draw. I'm tempted to go back there, but I think Philadelphia gets it done this week.
Got all
so
three possibilities.
Different ones there with Nashville SC and Philadelphia. Moving on to Tampa Bay and Montreal. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Lightning are favored by 1.5. Elijah Campbell, we begin with you. The Lightning minus 1.5. You're going with Tampa? You're going with Montreal?
Give me that Montreal money line, baby. They're going to win one in this series, and that's going to be tonight.
So Elijah going with Montreal in this game tonight between Tampa Bay and Montreal. Joe Rexroad, Tampa and the Habs tonight in game 3. Lightning minus 1.5.
Okay, sorry, I just muted myself. I already called the sweep in my called shot, but I am going Montreal with the goal and a half. I think they're going to give everything they have tonight. I think they're going to be right there, be very close. It's a one-goal game. Tampa Bay prevailing, but give me Montreal and the goal and a half.
Give me Tampa Bay minus 1.5. Tampa Bay scores an empty netter to win by 2 with a minute left in the game. So
that,
give me
that could also very
that's
well
why
happen.
The money, that's why the 1.5 is so difficult in hockey, because you never know when those empty netters are going to come into play. Moving ahead to game 6 between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Atlanta Hawks. The Hawks minus 2 in this game coming up in game 6. I believe tomorrow is when that game will take place.
I'll start on this one. Give me the Bucks plus the 2 and make it my lock. I think the Bucks are going to win outright in this competition. I like the minus 2 for the Hawks. That gives you a little wiggle room. That way, if the Hawks win by 1, I still win this bet. Give me the Bucks plus 2 and make it my lock.
Guaranteed.
Joe Rexroad, the Bucks and the Hawks. The Hawks minus 2 as the favorites in this game.
That was going to be my lock, too. I won't make it my lock, but
yes. You can do it.
I feel good. Yeah, it's okay.
Nobody's catching up with you at this point.
We'll mix up the locks a little bit, but yeah, I'm big on the Bucks with 2 points all day.
Right. Elijah Campbell, Hawks minus 2 in game 6 of the Eastern Conference Final. Who are you taking?
Hey, I think we should make it a clean sweep here. The artist formerly known as the Milwaukee Butts is what Robbie likes to call them earlier.
That's true. I did call them that.
They won't play like that this week. I think they figured some things out. Capella's not completely healthy. He played last night, wasn't himself. He was really the X factor this series all along. Even with Trae Young, if they can just figure out how to keep him out of that soft spot of the zone or in the middle of the paint, I like the Bucks' chances even without Giannis to advance.
They were definitely the Milwaukee Butts in game 4. That is for
without
sure.
a doubt. It was
There's
horrific.
No question about it. All right, moving on to the individual portion of the competition. Joe Rexroad, we begin with you, your first individual pick of the weekend, and no NBA well to continually go back to as well, unless I guess you want to get into all these player props.
Yeah, I could do that. But, this is a good example of why I'm looking forward to my next picks being Pigskin Pick'em football picks, because, I mean, we're running dry. So I'm looking at the baseball schedule. I'm going to be consistent with this, too. I'm looking at over-unders. I'm looking at White Sox Tigers. I'm looking at Lance Lynn, Casey Mize. Heck of a pitching duel, over under 8.5. Give me the under and make that my lock.
Wow.
Sox Tigers under lock.
Wow. Guaranteed.
That's got to be the first time Rexroad has used his lock on a baseball game. It's got to be. Well, I mean, a professional baseball game.
Yeah,
we've used it on college.
A lot of Vanderbilt locks have helped me out. Yes,
there you go. First individual pick of the day from Rexroad. Elijah, your first individual pick of the day is what?
I'll go to the diamond as well, and I want to pick up with a theme from the last hour or two, and I want to show some Padres love. -1.5 against the Phillies tonight.
Yes.
So go ahead and give me the dads to win tonight by more than a run.
Very nice. Padres -1.5 against the Phillies. My first individual selection, I go back to my beloved Australian League football. A battle of the Titans today coming up between West Coast and Sydney. Give me West Coast on the money line. It's about dead even money right now. Give me West Coast to get the job done against Sydney. Joe, your thoughts?
I love it. So wait, I want to go back actually last week.
Last week I did Gold Coast.
You had Gold Coast against North Melbourne.
Yeah.
So North Melbourne broke your heart.
They did.
Tonight, though, you were down on
72-63 defeat last week.
North Melbourne's on the no bet list
now.
Yeah.
Are you sort of just betting against the biggest cities in Australia? Is that kind of what you're doing here?
Yes, okay, that's
my
strategy.
Rooting for the little guy.
On West Coast. Take down Sydney today. I guess that'd be tomorrow in the Australian League football match. Elijah Campbell, your second individual selection is what?
My second individual, my last two are going to be Euros. The Euro competition going on right now.
Okay.
Been some great drama going on in that. Belgium, Italy, the big game tomorrow. This one's a little riskier, but I meant to say this in College Shots, too. If Belgium makes it past Italy tomorrow, or today at 2 o'clock on ESPN, they will win the whole thing.
There
so give me Belgium to beat Italy today at 2 o'clock.
There you go. Belgium against Italy in that matchup in the Euros. Joe Rexroad, your second individual selection is what?
I like it. Now I feel like I should have been.
You need to do a deeper dive on Australian rules football.
I know. I should have been a little bit more creative here. But how about a little Dodgers, little Nationals, another pitching duel?
Scherzer,
Julio Yu for the Dodgers. You're talking an over-under of 8. Again, I'm going with the pitchers. Good pitching beats good hitting. Give me the under 8. Dodgers Nationals.
Joe doesn't care about that spider tack not being on the ball.
Not anymore.
Going, taking the unders all over the place.
Overrated.
Give me the Cubs +1.5 today against Elijah Campbell's beloved Reds. I think the Cubs get it done. I know Sonny Gray's on the mound. He's a soft spot in my heart. But give me the Cubs +1.5 today. And I'll kick us off for our final round of individual selections as well. The Braves starting to play a little bit better. Give me the Braves -1.5 against the Miami Marlins today. Almost at Florida Marlins.
It's been a while since they've been in Florida.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Give me the Braves minus 1.5 against the Marlins. So two baseball picks to close out my bets here today on Weekend Winners. Elijah Campbell, your final individual selection is what?
And this will be my lock, too. We're sticking it to the competition overseas across the pond here. I don't like betting on England at all. They are notorious for blowing these kind of tournaments right here, especially when they have really good teams.
They're
like
the
Toronto Maple Leafs
of the Euros.
They are the Maple Leafs of European international competition. However, they're playing the Ukraine. The Ukraine and a miracle win over Sweden in the round of 16 to even get to this point. They're kind of the Cinderella of this tournament alongside Switzerland. My guarantee, my lock, will be England to take down Ukraine by a lot.
Guarantee!
By a lot. What does a lot mean?
And we'll go in regulation, because in soccer, too, you have to beat them in
That's true.
Bets are regulation. Regulation, extra time.
That is true.
Since there are no ties. So
there you go. No both ties in this competition.
Both my picks are regulation.
There you go.
To clarify.
Joe Rexroad, your final selection in Weekend Winners for this week.
All I have to say to you is Ukraine not weak.
That's right.
Anybody get that reference?
No.
No?
No.
Man, watch some Seinfeld. All right.
I was 4 when that came out.
It's out there. You can find it. It's worth it. I swear it's worth it. All right. I gotta go over with something, right? Twins Royals. Over under is 10. J.A. Happ against Brady Singer. I think we got a wild one in Kansas City tonight.
That's right.
So give me the over, Twins Royals 10.
There we go, the over. That is today's edition of Weekend Winners. Gentlemen, good luck in the competition coming up this week, and a competition rapidly coming to an end. Not too long before Pigskin Pick'em picks back up here on
Weekend
the show.
Weekend Winners will soon be Pigskin Pick'em.
That's right.
We're not going to pick preseason games, though, right?
See what happens.
I mean, I guess we could.
See what happens on that front. ESPN 94.9 is the home for Nashville Sounds baseball. Tonight, the Sounds take on the Louisville Bats, the AAA affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. The pregame show with Jeff Hem starts at 6:50, and first pitch is at 7:05. Nashville Sounds baseball on ESPN 94.9, presented by 312 Pizza Company. When we come back, it is time for NSC Pick to Click. Nashville SC taking on Philadelphia tomorrow at Nissan Stadium. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025, to guess the goal scorer for Nashville SC. If you get it right, you'll win a prize pack brought to you by Camarena Tequila and a 4-pack of tickets to an upcoming Nashville SC home game as well. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
It's hooked in and headed in! Delirium! Yonder Cadiz!
Who's going to find the back of the net in the upcoming Nashville SC match? Robbie and Rex Road make their picks to click for the match and welcome a listener to do the same. NSC Pick to Click on ESPN 102.5 The Game is brought to you by Camarena Tequila.
And it is time for NSC Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Camarena Tequila. Nashville SC taking on Philadelphia tomorrow at Nissan Stadium, back at home on the pitch. Right now the standings are thus. Joe Rex Road at 1 in this competition. Our listeners at 1 as well. Ryan Porth / Elijah Campbell at 0. Robbie Stanley remains at 0 as well. So we'll see if we can fix that heading into this match tomorrow for Nashville SC taking on Philadelphia. And Elijah, you have the first pick today.
All right.
So we go to you without further ado in this edition of NSC Pick to Click, brought to you by Camarena Tequila.
All right, I got to get poor Elijah on the board here, the combination of Porth and I.
That's
and I'm
correct.
Going to go Ani Mukhtar.
Ani Mukhtar.
The leading scorer, so I'll take that with the first pick.
There you go. Ani Mukhtar off the board, selected by Elijah Campbell today in the competition. Joe Rexroad, you are up next. Therefore, can no longer justify your claims that I have messed with the draft order. Joe Rexroad, you're the second pick today. Who is your selection in Nashville SC Pick to Click?
But I didn't get the first pick.
You got it the last time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, but before I make a pick, because we got Gold Club call-ups, like, we have everybody here?
I'm not helping you.
You're not
this
helping me with this?
This is on you.
Oh, sorry. All right,
so you pick a player.
I mean, I suppose that I could, like, help myself there. I'm gonna stick with Hockenson.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna be consistent. It worked with me.
Two big ones a few games ago.
A couple games ago. And, you know, I stuck with Yarncroak through some thick and thin, and ultimately it paid off for me. So give me Hockenson.
Hockenson, the selection for Joe Rexroad in the competition. Give me Daniel Rios in the competition. I think he finds his way on the board tomorrow against Philadelphia. Give me Daniel Rios.
Okay.
So that is today's edition of NSC Pick to Click, brought to you by Camarena Tequila. We've been having an interesting conversation all show long, both with Victor Arvidsson and the trade to the LA Kings, and also name, image, and likeness as well. A lot of athletes have been thrown out there in terms of people they would like to see, maybe in the past or even now, with sponsorships as well. And Elijah, you sent us kind of a cool piece, and this coming from TSU, about a deal that was reached with Hersey Miller coming in, TSU freshman, son of Master P, signing a deal with Web Apps America for $2
million. Love it.
$2 million. Miller will be a brand ambassador for the tech company who's committed to supporting HBCU leaders.
I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's incredible. That's the best one so far. I think that's our answer. What's the best endorsement?
4-year deal worth $2 million. I mean, I'm all for it.
Absolutely. And, you know, potentially some benefit there directly for TSU. But regardless, that's a big, big deal. It was a big deal when they got him, of course.
Sure.
But, I mean, that's the kind of stuff. It's amazing to me. I guess I didn't necessarily anticipate the avalanche that we'd have. You knew there'd be stuff, but it's been quite, people have been ready for this. They've been preparing for this day.
Absolutely. It's been awesome to see. That's probably my new favorite at the top of the list. I don't know. The PetSmart one was pretty good. That one's definitely my new favorite, but PetSmart has been good. It's still going to be, every time I look at Bo Nix this year, the first thing I'm going to think of is Milo Sweet Tea.
Yeah.
There he is out there just chucking that ball down the field, going to the sideline, downing a bottle of Milo Sweet Tea. It's amazing.
Yeah, there's going to be, I mean, and there's, depending on his performance, there's going to be a lot of Milo Sweet Tea, you know, commentary. So,
absolutely.
You know, well, obviously, you know, you open yourself up to that, but that's okay. I mean, you'd rather like that than just be ripped like Garantano was with no
financial incentive
with
whatsoever.
With no, like, Gus's Good Times deli money to help ease the pain.
That is true. There was more than one Milo Sweet Tea better at home than on the road joke yesterday.
Yes. Yeah.
Which, to your point that you brought this up, look, I agree. I think there's a difference between criticizing professional athletes and criticizing college athletes. I'm not saying you can't criticize college athletes, but I think sometimes you go a little bit too over the top. Like when you're tweeting recruits, you have a problem. You need to step back a little bit.
And a lot of people have a problem.
A lot of people have a problem. We've noticed that for sure. But it is interesting. This is going to open things up a little bit with these products for sure, of maybe a little bit more criticism coming about, which, I mean, the Milo Sweet Tea thing is funny. As long as it's harmless, I'm cool with it.
Well, so here's an example. But this is where I think it's still different. Like, if you're a fan of a pro team and the pro team, you know there's a salary cap, and your team that you love pays a player X amount of money and that player doesn't perform.
Sure.
Right? That, like, so Hersey Miller, let's say he's not very good as a freshman at TSU. Is there gonna be like all this anger at him because he's a brand ambassador for Web Apps America?
Probably not.
Made a lot of money. I mean, it's the indirect money, I still think. Now, it will though, like people who get the huge Nike deal or something. Yeah. You got a 5-star quarterback, and then the 5-star quarterback gets beat out by the 3-star quarterback, and the 5-star quarterback had the huge Nike deal. Okay, so there's probably more discussion around that now. So, but again, if you're in those shoes, you'll take that.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. It's already bad. And I'm real quick, by the way, Vingan had an answer for me, and I had no idea what he's talking about. He just texted me Rogaine.
Is that for me to sponsor, or you for, like, lack of hair?
Well, no, he was talking about, I asked, what would Willie D have sponsored in college? Wow. Vingan taking shots. I hope you're listening, Willie D.
off the top rope.
For he's so Rogaine. Bitter about those missing gift cards.
Right? He really is. He's still got it. Vingan's going to be he's going to be in here next week.
Joe Rexroad out next week on vacation. I'm going to miss you, buddy.
I'm going to miss you,
Hope
too.
Hope you have a good time.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Adam, but I'll miss you.
Adam Vingan coming in Tuesday through Thursday next week. We will not have a show Monday in observance of the 4th of July, Independence Day coming up this weekend. Speaking of that, hope everybody has a good time this weekend.
Enjoys, be safe.
Celebrating the independence of our nation. Be safe. I know if you live on the outskirts, fireworks could be involved, lighting those off. I may or may not be lighting off a few these weekends. So hopefully we'll come back in with our fingers intact.
That's right.
Next week.
Be safe there, too. Vingan, one last comment. Sweet tea is gross. That's a good way to go out this week.
That's a very good
way to
insult America on a weekend where you should be celebrating. When we come back, that does it for us this weekend. We'll be back coming up on Tuesday. Darren Donica Chase is next. This is ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.